call the meeting to order. Is there anybody we're waiting on or anything, Dusty?
No, please.
So first item on the agenda is general public comment. Do we have anybody that would like to make a comment? Hearing none. And we'll introduce our, we have some guests we'll hear to somebody.
Yep, we'll do that kind of the staff report.
Okay, that sounds great. Approval of January meeting minutes. Anybody need to take a chance to look at those or?
Yes.
Any comments?
I move the approval.
I'll second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. All right, Dusty, staff report.
Awesome. Oops. Okay. So our staff report for the last quarter, I guess it's been, is for our social media, we had postings about our November meeting, our April meeting. We live stream our January 19th meeting. We posted the police departure firing range photos from their grant that they finished. And I started to do weekly posts on all the communities that have received money and where it went to, just to kind of keep it up to date and lively and fresh for information for people. So if they wanted to see how much money Colburn got, it was up there and what it went towards, what Whitewater got and what it went towards, and just kind of sharing the information and on our permanent fund. We didn't have any media, and we have one grant requesting payment at this time. It's the 2020 Spring Traditional number 3 City of Grand Junction Police Department firing range. They requested a final payment of $150,000, which was what the grant was for. And I would like to introduce to you Bill Baker, Commander Baker, to kind of talk about the grant.
I don't know if I stand up, I sit,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Okay, whatever you want.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm Bill Baker with the Grand Junction Police Department. I am myself and Deputy Chief Mike Nordine. Mike Nordine is in charge of this project. This is kind of final hurrah before he retired from the police department, so I've been involved with that as well with Mike throughout this process. I've been at the police department forever. I started in 97, and so I've seen a lot of changes, not only to, you know, policing, but, you know, our services to provide that for our officers. With the increase of issues that we've had with you know, crime and everything else, we've really put a lot of time and energy into training. Our facility out at the range is used by a lot of different agencies in the valley. At one point, every law enforcement agency, federal, state, local, used our range. And so we had an existing 10-lane range that didn't fit our needs. In fact, with the scheduling, there was a lot of times that the police department couldn't even get out to use our own range, just due to that. And so this has been a project that the police department was looking for forward to completing, to not only offer an additional range so we could have additional training at the same time, but like in that picture there, we also added the ability for our rifle range. All of this kind of ties in with our guiding principles of what we were trying to do out there. Part of it was to reduce the amount of money. Before we were shooting into the hill, and we would have to do lead remediation, and that was on a fairly regular nightmare to complete that project, because they would have to sift it and do all of that. So this facility allows us to capture all lead that we fire out at the range. It's then able to be recycled, which is a lot better project than we have. The new target systems that we have, as you can see on this picture, it comes with a compressor system and like an automatic turning target system, which provides for the shoot, don't shoot type targets and just a lot of capabilities that we didn't have before. So I came today, the picture you have there is the shoot house, and that allows training simulations where you can do hallways, bedrooms, doors. We utilize that for patrol tactics as well as for the SWAT team, not only the police department, but also Mesa County Sheriff's Department. And that was another aspect that we had not had anymore. The one that we had was behind that, and the Hill has been claiming that over the last 20-some years that I have been here, and it was no longer feasible. And so the grant money also provided us the ability to put in that shoot house, which again, it was a necessity for our department for the training that we do. So I wanted to take this opportunity to come and thank you guys for the consideration and then the funding for our project. And it's really made a huge difference, and it'll go a long ways for our department and the other departments in our community for many years to come. So thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah, any questions?
No. It looks much better than the railroad ties stuff.
Oh my gosh. And I'll tell you, that's all we had for years was pea gravel and railroad ties, and it's a wonderful addition, and so great. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
So then there were some modifications that had to happen to the grant due to pricing increases and the construction that were listed in the final grant report. So they weren't actually able to do everything that they had set out to do because of the cost. So just wanted to make everybody aware of that there were some things that they did have to cut back on.
Yeah, and I'd be glad to speak to that. So there was this thing called COVID. And it had like a little bit of an impact like on the price of steel. Like all of the steel that we shoot on that is AR-500. And so by the time we did the initial bid and when we got ready to actually do the purchase, just the price of the steel had increased almost $100,000. And so we had other things that we were going to look at doing that included stuff like lumber. And if anybody was aware during the lumber time, like it went exponentially through the roof on everything we did. Luckily, we were able to offset some of that by using city resources to step in and do some of the cost mitigation on as much as we could, because it just increased. I mean, during COVID, it was like, we have to do it like not today, like this minute, to get the cost locked in. And so it was a heck of a project, and we did end up having to do a little bit of modification because our initial budget, and then when COVID hit, it just became unfeasible to complete everything. The plus is we did get everything that we needed. It was some of the wants that we ended up just having to kind of cut back on a little bit.
You know, I really appreciate the fact that you guys share it. I really do. Instead of having three or four or five facilities in Mesa County, I just think it's wonderful when you folks can work together and share an asset like that. It makes it feel pretty good here.
Yeah.
When we give those grants, to know that it's being a shared resource. So thank you guys for that.
You're very welcome.
Could you bring one?
Yeah.
That one's mine.
That's Dusty's. We're just buddies now.
That was your chance.
I know, he's just sworn in.
I'm trying, Dusty.
You got the badge and everything.
Set me up, and I totally failed.
If anybody gets out of hand, I'm not doing anything. I've got my helper here, and he's got the badge. So just so you know up front.
I saw the badge. I just thought it was you. All right, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
He's the boss.
He's the boss.
Yeah. We've got signage up there too, so it's great. The project is completed.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming and sharing that.
You're welcome.
So our invoices, there weren't a whole lot. It was all of these have been paid except for the last one. So Dusty Reimer invoice 168 for January for $2,691.47. Dufford Waldeck invoice for January services for $300. The good news is our Philadelphia insurance policy came in and it was under budget. What we had estimated for, we thought it was gonna be $2,700 and it came out $2,539. So we got that paid. Dusty Reimer invoice for February for $2,691.47. Ide Bailey invoice for December through January services is $1,013.26. And the current one is Dusty Reimer invoice 170 for March for $2,691.47. And I did do a presentation. I've been asked to go present at the senior seminar energy class for the last couple of years. So I gave an overview presentation of the Mineral Lease District and the grant program and how it works for the senior energy class. I did that on April 7th. And upcoming events is that our audit should begin in May. We've signed the paperwork with our audit company. Our July quarterly board meeting is July 20th, 2022, and that's when we should have our audit finished and be approved so that we can send it to the state by July 31st. And then on August 1st will be the start of our grant program, where we have $350,000 for our fall grant cycle.
You have to
approve the staff report with the grant payment. It's okay.
Do we hear a motion to approve the staff report?
Move to approve.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thanks for keeping me in line, Dusty. It's
been
so long.
It's been a while.
I forgot how.
It's okay. It's an easy one.
Do you remember that?
No.
For the balance sheet, as of March 31st, we have $1,132,011.34 under the fund balance account, $2,246,106.78 for the permanent fund, $550,000 of grants payable, and $2,934,461.92 for our retained earnings, and $106,343.80 of net loss as of March 31st. For our P&L on March, we have $1,013.26 of accounting fees, $2,666 of contract services, $25.47 of dues and memberships, $18,160.32 of unrealized gain, 6 cents of interest income, and $4,687.23 of dividend income, for a net income of $19,142.88. For our accounts payable, we have $50,000 for the City of Fruta, $50,000 for East Orchard Mesa Fire Protection District, $150,000 for the Grand Junction Police Department, and $300,000 for the Town of Colburn. Looking at our budget to actual, we are still under the budget for all of our expense accounts. It looks like for insurance or audit expenses, we're still under, obviously, for $3,800. For insurance expense, we're still under the budget of $161. That should be it for a budget to actual comparison. Do you guys have any questions?
Any questions? Thank you, Christine. Appreciate you coming.
Yeah, so portfolio is down like market is to start the year off, although it's still up quite a bit since inception. So this year, the part I'm proud of is that the whole portfolio is down less than even just the fixed income portion of it. And I brought some numbers. The Barclays aggregate, which is a fixed income benchmark, is down 6.9% year to date. The Russell 3000, which is the total stock market, is down 9.3%, and our whole portfolio, which is going against those, is only down in 5. So that's an older number. So we're down about 5.7% as of today, year to date, which is good. We're beating both fixed income and equity benchmarks. The reason why we're at 62% equity, so we're right in the middle of our target allocation. But the reason why is just some of the tilts that we've put, mostly on the fixed income side, where we've talked about these a lot, but we're short on duration, so we have a duration of about 2.2 in the portfolio, which is good. We also underweight treasuries and securitized our agencies, which are where we've been seeing interest rates go up. So those things have really helped. And then going forward, I don't know that I see interest rates really gone up. Interest rates have gone up a lot this year. But I don't know that I see them going up too much more, just because if you look at the 10-year, which is in the high 2.8s now, 10-year treasury, compare that to the 30-year treasury, which is just about 3, and that's kind of your long-term inflation expectation. So even though there is some scheduled rate hikes, they're trying to decide if they want to do 50 or maybe even 75 basis points this next meeting. I don't think so either, yeah. But that's the news. And then, you know, they were talking about as many as like 6 to 8 rate hikes for the rest of the year. I think we don't have the long-term growth prospects. So yeah, there's gonna be inflation for the next year, maybe 2 or 3, but I think we'll kind of fall back into a normal growth pattern in the US. So I think at some point, you know, we would look at extending duration back out now and taking advantage of higher yields. But I don't think we're quite there yet either. Let's just take our time and see where things go. I certainly don't see rates coming way back down again. So I don't see us missing four or anything like that. I could always talk about this stuff for hours, so I'll stop and then leave it to questions or discussion.
Greg, do you have any specific questions?
No, I think the portfolio is holding up well. It's a tough quarter. All of us do it everywhere. So, I'm good.
Nobody talks to my portfolio manager before this meeting. Said nobody ever likes to hear your portfolio is down, but it's not as down as much as it should have been. what is that supposed to make me feel better?
Yeah.
But it's all, he said that's better than telling somebody, hey, the stock market's up, but yours isn't. So it's like, okay, whew, good news.
Yeah. Doesn't sound quite as bad. Okay. Well, thank you, Matt. That looks good.
Yes, sir.
Any unscheduled business that we have?
I did check in with the other grant awardees just to see where they were. Fruta may be asking for an extension. They finally just got approval from Union Pacific.
Okay.
Their grant is supposed to be completed, I think in the next couple months is when it was supposed to be due, and so they may be asking for an extension on that. So that took a little bit longer than they were anticipating. And then the East Orchard Mesa Fire Protection District will be getting their brush truck at the very end of May, so they should have their grant money submitted by June. So.
Well, I think we expected the railroad to be a whole lot, so
yeah.
I think we didn't have any issues. Okay. Just a few comments on our future this morning. Natural gas futures were above $7.
Wow.
Through the next year. So for a full year.
Used to be two.
Yeah.
So this would be great. Unfortunately, you know, and the good news is the federal government is releasing leases now. The bad part of the unfortunate part about that is that at an 18% royalty, there's not gonna be many takers. Even at $7 gas. We'll see. And now there will be some pieces that companies need to pick up, and they will, and there'll be the income from the production that we currently have on the federal leases will be higher. So that will be good for our income here. We should see some better numbers next year. So that'll be good. You guys have any other comments?
Put it into perspective, Quinn. I mean, our double?
Before, let's see, February of 21, before the Texas crisis, natural gas was at $2.25.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're well over 7. Yesterday we had 8. So significant.
Yeah.
It's significant. We just need more. We just need more production.
That's
the demand is there. Right now in Colorado, the last time prices were anywhere close to this, we had 40 rigs in the peons. Mm-hmm. We now have three. Mm-hmm. Now, part of that is the rigs are way more efficient than they
are. Yeah, they do more from one pad. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That is true. But we should, based on the current pricing, we should have eight rigs. Mm-hmm. And eight rigs to the community is $10 million a year. Wow. Or one per rig.
$10 million per rig?
Per rig. Mm-hmm. If you look at Nathan Perry did a white paper on that, $10
million. Economic impact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Economic. So, there's room for improvement, but it's looking good. It's looking good for the federal mineral lease district.
What's the royalty? That's
they went from, so explain that. Traditional royalty for federal leases was 12.5%, which means that if for production, so when you buy, you pay the, you hear complaints that they pay too little for the lease. Well, that's not all there is. You pay a price for the lease, and then if you produce on that lease, you pay a royalty. So the traditional rate was 12.5% royalty. So all the production on those federal lands, anybody, they got paid 12.5% of the production before deductions. So there are a few things that they can deduct. So now that's jumped from 12.5 to 18. So that changes the whole picture. We have a lot of investors ready to pounce and put money back into the oil and gas industry. And when they saw that 18% royalty, they said, no thanks.
But that's federal too. That's federal, not state.
That's federal. That's federal. We're still struggling in Colorado to get permits. Last year, they averaged, or before 2018, they averaged 30 to 35 permits a month. In 2021, they issued 5 permits.
For the whole year?
For the whole year. Now, the good news is they supposedly have all but the air rulemaking is under the bridge, and they claim that they will start issuing that permit. So right now is the time, and the politics are pushing that direction. So turning a big ship around. But it still should be, it's still brighter than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any other comments?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dusty, for getting everything ready. Mm-hmm. And thank you all for being here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
appreciate you guys and your comments on the shooting range. We're glad to see that up. So, and we're glad to have you back and feeling well. So, with that, do we have a motion for...
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right, motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all. So, Greg, there's Rock Island has two bars.
Meeting adjourned at 2:27. Meeting adjourned at 2:27.